in that situation. I also just wanted to pick up on a couple of the comments that you just made about the way that we work, in particular around looking at questions of best practice and very, you know, interested in your reflections in your time here and other members of the P6 this year, and the question of continuity between presidents. And I very much hope that we will be able to have a good discussion on those issues during this CD term. Finally, I just wanted to add my delegation's thanks to dear Sylvia for all the incredible work that she has done with the CD. I also had the pleasure of working with Sylvia in the context of the Nuclear Disarmament Verification GGE, and she is magnificent. So thank you so much, Sylvia, and we very much look forward to also working with Michael. So with that, Madam President, thank you again on behalf of my delegation for all your efforts.
Thank you very much. And now, France, you, Ambassador, you have the floor.
Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam President. As other colleagues before me, I too wish to thank you, you personally and your team. Firstly, for our cooperation in the P6 Plus 2, as you mentioned, but also for your excellent presidency and for the way in which you have guided us through our work. You have given predictability to our work. You've also given us the possibility to listen to the experience and analysis of qualified experts. And we listened to what they had to say with a great deal of interest. And you covered numerous topics, all of which are core to the work of our conference. You set the bar very high indeed. And so we will do everything that we can to try to live up to your example. Through the Secretariat of the Conference, we will submit to you a schedule of activities as of Friday, 26th of May. I will then present more in detail our programme of activities on the 30th of May in the afternoon, 1500 hours. That is the only time that we will meet in the afternoon, because the morning will be devoted to P6 plus 2 and consultations with group coordinators. As you know, the 29th of May is a holiday. We will then meet every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 10 till 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 1st, 6th, 8th, 13th, 15th and 20th of June. We will start with a first debate on education and research in disarmament on the 1st of June at 10 a.m. And exceptionally, if we have many speakers on the list, we could carry on in the afternoon of the 1st of June. Each week, we will have one topic and a panel. And we will conclude our presidency in cooperation with the German presidency, who will follow on from our presidency in supporting the organisation of an informal retreat organised by UNIDIR on the revitalisation of the work of the Conference on Disarmament, which I very much hope will meet the requests, answer the requests of many delegations for an exchange on good practice and on the issue of observers as well. So all members of the conference, I believe, have been invited by UNIDIR. If you have not yet been invited, please do contact UNIDIR. We will transmit the concept note to you in advance. And for the debate on the 1st of June, as this is coming up next week, I'd just like to present a few aspects to you. We will be stressing the importance of institutional aspects linked to education and research in disarmament matters, and the interest we have in creating links between programmes for young professionals and research institutes so that all geographical areas can take part in our strategic dialogue, our discussion on disarmament. Of course, I will say more to you when we